President Trump hosted more than a dozen key GOP senators for lunch to discuss overhauling Obamacare, reiterating his arguments that insurance woes in many of their states gave them no choice but to act. In addition, Vice President Mike Pence, in a speech yesterday, showed a map of clusters of counties in Missouri, Ohio, and Washington state at risk of having no individual plans next year. Meanwhile, as Congress dithers in Washington, Kentucky Republican Governor Matt Bevin is already at work unwinding some Obamacare provisions in his state. He's even pushing for people to have to work in some cases in order to get Medicaid. More from Wall Street Journal reporter Ariane Campo Flores, who paid a visit to Whitesburg, Kentucky. Ariane, what is he doing?
The governor has already dismantled the state health insurance exchange, which was widely praised in the initial rollout of the health law when healthcare.gov was crashing and some states were having all these glitches. Kentucky's was relatively smooth, and it was kind of hailed as a model.
Yeah.
And now he is also pursuing what is called a waiver, a Medicaid waiver that would essentially allow him to sort of make some changes to the Medicaid program. This is something that the Trump administration has welcomed and encouraged states to do. And so they would add additional requirements, monthly premiums of up to $15, other conditions like work requirements, 20 hours a week of either work or community service activities, and there would be, you know, some penalties involved. And so the net effect, according to the state's own numbers and to health analysts, is that there would likely be a decrease in people who are on Medicaid, so people would be losing coverage.
Okay. So how are those proposals, like requiring some to work or do these community service activities, how's that being received?
You know, this is something that is popular mainly in Republican-led states. There are a number of states that are pursuing similar things. Maine, for example, Wisconsin, Arizona. I mean, these are states that have all had sort of variations on this, and they feel like the argument that they make is that, you know, you are giving people more of a stake in their coverage. You're making them do something for it, and you're also perhaps allowing them to develop skills that are going to make them more employable, maybe make them more active members of the labor force, and then they could eventually transition to employer-based health programs instead of the, you know, the government-run one. That's the argument that these folks make. On the other side, critics of these proposals say that they have the net effect of reducing coverage, and that these are sometimes unrealistic burdens that are placed on the people who are receiving them. Some of these folks are very poor, and and for them, you know, paying monthly premiums is too much. Is more than they can handle. If they're a penalty kicks in where they get kicked off coverage for not meeting some obligation, they are, under these proposals, sometimes would be locked out for months of coverage.
Oh boy.
And there's a concern that once that happens, that they would actually never be able to end up coming back into the fold.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Ariane Campo Flores. His piece is called "Before Repeal and Replace, Kentucky is Dismantling Health Law." All right. So what about any kind of shockwaves as Kentucky makes this transition? Anything you're hearing on the street?
You know, it was interesting. As I was driving through eastern Kentucky doing some of this reporting, I just happened to pass this one corner where there were these older women with placards waving them on the side of the street corner, in which they were decrying the unwinding of the Affordable Care Act. So there are some people that I spoke to. I visited a health clinic, spoke to doctors, their patients. There was a significant amount of concern expressed by both medical staff and patients about what this could imply for them, the possibility of reversing some of the gains that the state has made, the possibility of people losing coverage.
It's Wall Street Journal reporter Ariane Campo Flores.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review, and for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.